Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the former chair of the New York Film Critics Circle and National Society of Film Critics, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic.
This week, the Academy Award nominations.
Well, it is time yet again to talk about the Academy Award nominations for the previous year's films. And I have to start off with my thing that I say every single year at this time, which is that I don't really believe in the Academy Awards. I don't think it's a good idea to make culture, even popular culture, into a contest. I think that it's just good to let, you know, a zillion flowers bloom and let people decide what they like and what they don't like and not kind of make it into who's ahead and who's behind and all of that. I have to admit that I have been a member of critics groups and I've been the chair of critics groups. New York Film Critics Circle, the National Society of Film Critics, then that's what we do. We give these awards. But at least there you've got groups of people whose professional lives consist of this and who are really thinking about the films all the time and who are supposedly at least representing the public and making recommendations to the public. Whereas the Academy Awards really represent more than anything else popularity within the film industry. That said, the whole world pays attention to Academy Awards, and who am I to not be part of the whole world? So every year I do like to think about them a bit and discuss them a bit. This year has been a bit unusual in some ways, particularly that just when the voting for the year's nominees was about to start, these horrible fires were, of course, just consuming parts of Los Angeles and that area of California. So the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences decided to give a little bit more time for the nominations to be decided and to be announced. And finally, they were delayed until actually January 23rd, which is just a few days ago, about a week ago. So a bit of a delay there, but that doesn't really make any difference. I suspect that things would have come out exactly the same way if there had not been the delay because of the fires, as horrible as the fires have been, and as much of an impact, I'm sure, as they are having on any number of people involved in the film industry. In any case, we do have our nominations now, and I have to say I'm very pleased that the movie with the most nominations of any film at all is Emilia Perez. Which is, I think, a really good movie. I really, really like it. And I often think that the Academy Awards go off in directions that I don't like. But I have to say, I do like that. 13 nominations, which is a record for a non-English language movie for the number of Academy Award nominations received. This is, of course, directed by a French director, Jacques Audiard, but it's a very international movie in various ways. And I just glanced at one of the trade papers recently, and I see that the previous record holders for the most nominations for a foreign language film were Roma and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And they each got 10 nominations. So Emilia Perez is not only setting a record with 13 nominations, but it's setting a record by 3 nominations. So that's a pretty good thing to do. And again, I think it's a very good movie, and I would be happy to see it win a whole bunch of those nominations. It's a very, very lively film. It's a very interesting film. It breaks the mold in all kinds of ways, and I just respect it. It's partly a melodrama, partly a comedy, partly a story about transgender feelings and conflicts and all that kind of thing. It's a very humane film in a lot of ways. And it has music in it, music which I actually like. So I'm all for Emilia Perez. So after Emilia Perez, with its 13 nominations, we have two movies which I also like that have 10 nominations each. One of those is Wicked. Wicked is a movie that really took me by surprise. I just thought, well, it's going to be this Disneyfied fairy tale musical. Who really cares? It'll probably be a spectacle and nothing else. And it is a spectacle. And that is its main virtue, is that it just is tremendously cinematic. The images, the editing, the rhythms of it, all of this stuff. I mean, the cinematic rhythms, not just the musical rhythms. All of these things just completely just took me in and took me over, and I really enjoyed watching it. So I'm perfectly pleased that it has 10 nominations. Also, The Brutalist has 10 nominations. The Brutalist is ambitious in its scale. It's something like 3.5 hours long. I have to say, Emilia Perez and Wicked are also very ambitious in their ways. They mix genres, and they have a whole lot going for them in terms of just sort of scope and scale. But The Brutalist has its length, and also its kind of intellectual. It's all about an architect, and it's about architecture, and it's about migrating from one country to another, and it's got very heavy themes. Emilia Perez has fairly heavy themes, but they're treated in a light way. Wicked, the themes are not so heavy, but the point is that The Brutalist is more sort of intellectually ambitious than the others, but it also got 10 nominations. So an interesting mix of movies. Wicked is a musical. Emilia Perez is partly a musical. The Brutalist is certainly not a musical, but they are all the leaders for the number of nominations, and it's a good eclectic list. And The Brutalist This is a movie which I respect more than I actually like, but it's still a very interesting and major movie, and I think it's a very respectable nominee. In fact, all of these nominees with the most nominations are, I think, respectable. A Complete Unknown, the movie about Bob Dylan, and Conclave each got 10 nominations apiece. And again, I think that's just fine. They deserve those nominations, especially Conclave. Conclave is an example of a real dialogue-driven movie. That is a movie which is about people talking. It's about talk. It's about language. And it's also very much about religion, and it's very much about politics. And all of those things are, you know, they're all important and heavy themes. And I was very, very happy to see Conclave get a whole lot of nominations. I was afraid people might glide over it because it is so heavy on talk and dialogue and people arguing and conferring with each other and that sort of thing. But it's also a very suspenseful movie, and I'm not surprised that Hollywood rather likes it. And A Complete Unknown, of course, is Bob Dylan. I love Bob Dylan, always have. And that alone is worth a couple of nominations as far as I'm concerned. And Timothée Chalamet gives a good performance. Edward Norton gives a terrific performance. And anyway, it's a good movie, and I'm perfectly happy to see it getting many, many Academy Award nominations. So the movies that I've mentioned so far, Emilia Perez, Hidden and so forth, I'm sorry, Wicked and so forth, I've got the most nominations, but there are others that are also nominated for Best Picture. One of those is Anora. I am not fond of Anora. My big quarrel with Anora is that it is showy. It just knocks itself out to be entertaining, knocks itself out much too much, I think. And above all, everything in it goes on too long. This couple meet and they start having sex. And then they have sex and they have sex and they have sex, and it goes on for something like 45 minutes. And then one of those people disappears. And then they look for him. And then they look for him and they look for him and they look for him. And that goes on and on and on. So until we get to about the last 15 minutes of this very long movie, I really didn't like it much. And I'm very not happy that it's nominated for Best Picture. And I hope it doesn't win. So there. How do you like that? I also am not enthusiastic about Dune Part 2. I'm Still Here is a more interesting case. It's a very, very serious international movie by the Brazilian director Walter Salles, and it deals with a very political topic, and so it's very respectable. It's not a movie I'm excited about, but I'm perfectly happy to see it be nominated for Best Picture, and Nickel Boys, which for me is probably the best picture of all of 2024. And I really, really, really hope that it wins Best Picture. It probably won't, because so many other movies have so many more nominations than Nickel Boys has. But I think Nickel Boys is the one that above all really, really, really deserves to win Best Picture. I'd be happy if Conclave won. I'd be perfectly content if Emilia Perez won, and maybe one or two others. But it's Nickel Boys that I will really be rooting for. And anybody who hasn't seen Nickel Boys should make a point of seeing it. It's a very adventurous film stylistically, and it's just an exciting movie, and I really, really like it a lot. And then I have to mention that The Substance is also nominated for Best Picture. The Substance, directed by the French director Coralie Forget. I hate The Subject. I think it's a terrible movie. I think it's a movie that just shouts at you for all of that time. It just hits you over the head with a great big cinematic hammer. It has not a shred of subtlety in its bones, and it gets uglier and nastier as it goes along. So no, I do not think The Subject should win. I do not think The Subject should have been nominated, and I really, really, really do hope that The Subject does not win. I also, therefore, hope that the director, Coralie Forget, will not win as Best Director, even though she's the only female to be nominated in that category. So I'm all for women in the movies. I'm all for making up for decades and decades of neglect of women in the movies by all means. But no, 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 not for the movie Substance. And by the way, Coralie Forget is also nominated for writing that movie. No, she shouldn't win that one either. But speaking of women and the longtime neglect of women being honored the way they should be in the movie industry in most categories, it is also really interesting to notice that Demi Moore has gotten her first Oscar nomination. My gosh, she's been a movie star for decades. And there she is. She has gotten her first Oscar nomination, and also the wonderful Isabella Rossellini, who was nominated for Conclave. It's a minor role in that movie, but it's an important one. And again, I'm just so happy, especially about Isabella Rossellini. She and they're both very, very major. Very, very happy to see them finally get nominated in this way. And of course, I have to mention that the star of Emilia Perez, originally from Spain, Carla Sofia Gascon, was nominated for Best Actress as well. And she is now the first openly transgender performer to be nominated for Best Actress. And I think that's wonderful. And partly for that reason, and partly because it's a terrific performance, I would be absolutely delighted if Carla Sofia Gascon won as Best Actress. That would be terrific. I'd also be reasonably happy if Jacques Audiard won in the two categories where he's been nominated, Best Director and Best Adapted Screenplay. And hey, while I'm at it, Zoe Saldana is very good in the movie too, and I think she would be a fine winner for the Best Supporting Actress. Now, turning to actors for a moment, I've already mentioned Timothée Chalamet, and he's just fine. Sebastian Stan in The Apprentice, the movie where he plays Donald Trump. It's a terrific performance. And I would be absolutely delighted if Sebastian Stan won for The Apprentice. It's a good movie, and it's an excellent performance. However, Jeremy Strong, who plays the lawyer Roy Cohn in The Apprentice, is even better than Sebastian Stan. So I would be really, really happy too if Jeremy Strong won. I think Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong should both win. If I had to choose between them, I would choose Jeremy Strong, yes. Anyway, that's good stuff. And also Ralph Fiennes in Conclave is another nominee, and I think he would be just a fine winner. So let me mention some of the movies that have been noted as being sort of notable non-nominees. It's interesting that Challengers, the big sports movie, didn't get any nominations at all, even though it was quite popular. It's not a movie I'm enthusiastic about. But then again, I'm not a sports person. So, you know, you can count me out on that one. But I'm a little bit surprised that it didn't get any nominations at all. Some people are very surprised that A Real Pain did not get nominated for Best Picture. I'm not surprised. It's a nice movie, but it's a minor movie, actually. And also, this is something else that has been noted in the trade, and I'm not going to note it myself. The director of Conclave got 8 nominations. Terrific. Again, a wonderful movie. Everybody should see it. But the director, Edward Berger, who did a fine job of it, did not get nominated for Best Director. So that's a little bit surprising. Yes, yes, yes. Also, a couple of other snubs that people have been commenting on. Marianne Jean-Baptiste, who stars in Hard Truths and is the absolute center of that movie by the very fine filmmaker Mike Leigh, did not get nominated for Best Actress. Okay, I understand. I personally don't think it's that great a performance. A lot of people have been raving about it, so this is one case where I take the side of the Academy here. I think the Academy is right in not nominating Marianne Jean-Baptiste. She's a wonderful actress. She's a wonderful black actress. I hope that she just continues to have a wonderful career, but I really do think that her performance in Hard Truths is one note. It's the same all the way through. It's turned up the top volume, and it never really lets up. And I don't think it's that great a performance, so it's okay with me. Let's put it that way, that she was not nominated. Also, Daniel Craig, who I think really stretched himself to star in the movie Queer, which is about what the title suggests, he was not nominated either. And that is a bit of a surprise. It's also, by the way, a surprise that people are talking about in the film industry that Cory Laforgia was nominated for writing and directing The Substance. But I will take this opportunity to mention one more time that I think The Substance is one of the worst movies of the year, one of the most obnoxious movies of the year. So that's what I'm really hoping is not going to pick up Academy Awards. So that is my list of what I would prefer and a little bit of talking about what the Academy has actually nominated. Maybe I'll just close by saying once again that I think Nickel Boys is the best movie of the past year. I hope it wins everything it possibly can. I'd also be very, very happy if Conclave won a lot of awards. Emilia Perez, Wicked, even The Brutalist. These are all good movies, and I'm in their corner. And now we will see what happens when the actual awards come out in not too long from now. So that is my very awards-based story this week.
For which we thank you, as ever and always, David Sterrett. Films in Focus, this week, the Academy Awards nominations.
Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.